September the 9th, the midnight walk from Overgate Hospice will start. I'm going to be very honoured to be there, setting it all off, and it's the 10th year. So ahead of the big event, I thought I'd chat to Head of Fundraising for Overgate, Faye Henderson, who's here today. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit about the Midnight Walk. It is its 10th anniversary this year, so it's a big one.
Yeah, it is. It's a special year. For those 10 years, the Midnight Walk has brought in thousands and thousands of pounds for the hospice, and we're hoping to carry that on for the 10th year.
Now, for people who've never done a midnight walk, and I'm going to put my hand up here because I've never done it either.
Yeah.
I'm right in saying you walk at midnight.
So many people ask that. What time does it start?
Hello.
So, you start walking at midnight. We set it off at midnight and then you walk through the night. You stomp the streets of Calderdale through the early hours and then finish early morning back at Northbridge Leisure Centre.
And that's where you start as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a circular route. So you start at Northbridge Leisure Centre, you then finish back at Northbridge Leisure Centre. And you can either do a 13-mile route or new for this year. We've upped the shorter route to 7 miles. It's normally six, but it's up to 7 miles this year in celebration of the 10th year.
If someone's never done it before, would you suggest they just go for the seven? How long does it take to do a 13?
So I would always say go for the 13, only because I always think when people get there and they get caught up in the emotion and the excitement of the night, that then once they've done the 7 miles, I think that people feel that they could go a bit further.
Yeah.
But if you are worried, then the 7 mile is still a really lovely distance to do.
Okay.
And it's not quite as challenging as the 13, so it's best to give anything a go than not join us at all.
And you say challenging when it comes to the 13. What's the difference between mile 7 and 13? What's the challenge? Is there some massive big hill somewhere?
Probably two hills.
Right, okay.
So we change the route every year and we keep the route secret until the night. So nobody knows where they're walking until the night, and then we launch the route on the night. So obviously you're walking in Halifax, which is quite hilly. So there are guaranteed to be hills.
Okay.
We always say there'll never be no more than two hills.
Okay.
And usually the 7 mile and the 13 mile do one of the same miles, and then the 13 mile goes on and does
another hill.
Yes,
yeah,
goes a bit further and does another one. So if you're on the 7 mile, you'll probably only get one. If you're beyond the 13, you'll probably get two.
Okay. And how long would it take if you're going to do the 13? Is it just pure speed of walking?
Yeah, completely. So we always go out and walk it, and it usually takes us ages. It takes us about 6-7 hours to walk it. And then on the night, everyone usually does it average about 4 to 5 hours.
Okay.
I think because there's more of an atmosphere and there's more people walking and you're all set off together, that I think it keeps the pace going a little bit quicker. I think also because people are sponsored, they've usually set themselves a little challenge of how quickly they can get round.
Yeah.
They do tend to do it about 4 to 5 hours.
Okay, so that's quite good.
Yeah, it is, but we're there to the end. If somebody takes 8 hours to walk it, nobody needs to worry. We're not going to pack up and go.
Yeah.
We wait there until they come back, and we've got marshals out en route who will be there till the very end.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter however long it takes people to do it.
Do you get people coming in fancy dress or with night goggles on or something? This is different to like a daytime race or even walk.
Yeah, yeah. So we do. We encourage fancy dress.
Yeah.
A lot of people come in their pyjamas, which is really good to see.
Straight to bed after.
Yeah, yeah. If I remember rightly, I think last year we had quite a few Smurfs turn up.
Oh, so great.
There's loads of people in fancy dress. There's also people in walking gear with their Midnight Walk t-shirts on. So everybody gets a t-shirt for signing up. Everybody wears them, and then everybody chooses what they feel most comfortable in to walk.
So talking about signing up, if someone's been listening today and think, actually, that sounds really good, how do they sign up and take part?
So there's loads of different ways. So you can log on to our website and you can sign up online. You can come to the hospice and sign up. You can pop into one of our shops. We've got hospice shops all over Calderdale. Every single town within Calderdale's got a hospice shop, so you can pop into one of those and sign up. We do have pop-up stalls throughout Calderdale, and we'll be putting that on social media about where they're going to be and when they're going to be. Basically, we cover Calderdale in leaflets. Absolutely no excuse.
Easy to sign up. Do it.
Hopefully people will receive one of the leaflets through their door as well, because we do lots of different leaflet drops and things like that. So hopefully everybody should be getting a leaflet.
Now, let's go to the serious bit. You want people to raise money. There is a fee to take part. people will be sponsored to do it. Where does the money go, and how important is it that people raise as much money as possible for the walk?
So the money goes to the hospice. We have to raise £6,800 every day to be able to provide the services that the hospice provides. It costs £3.5 million a year to run the hospice. And we provide services for the inpatient unit, where we have 12 beds, and the day hospice, where we have patients every day who come and get therapies and treatments.
And for anyone that's been to a hospice, you instantly see where the money goes and how beneficial it is to those that need that service.
Yeah.
So it's important that people sign up to take part if they can.
Yeah.
And if they can't, sponsor someone who is.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't feel that you're capable of walking the midnight walk, which everybody is, but if you don't, then sponsor somebody. Come and volunteer on the night. We need volunteers. We need marshals. We need people to help run the checkpoints. So if people aren't able to walk, we would love to see them as volunteers. But sponsorship is the key. And if it wasn't for the sponsor money that events like the Midnight Walk bring in, the hospice wouldn't be able to open its doors and provide its services.
Now, one of our listeners to the show, Dean Handley, he's got his own builder's firm. He's already been in touch and signed up. He's doing the 13-miler and he's going to do me a blog on his way around.
Wow.
So we're going to have all sorts of little videos from Dean going, mile one, mile 12. So do you get a lot of people doing that sort of social media as you go around? Will you have a hashtag and things?
Yes, we have an Instagram printer on the night as well, which on the evening we promote massively, and everybody will be given the hashtag and things like that. But as you go around, you can take the pictures and send it to the Instagram printer, and then when people arrive back after the walk, the pictures are there ready and waiting well for them to collect. So that's a really good way for people to remember their special evening walking with us, and it's a really good way of us seeing as well, when we can then see what people are doing out en route.
Yeah, look at them, they're up front, they're lagging behind. It's not a race though, is it?
No,
it's just about
not.
Taking part.
It is, and the last walkers are just as important as the first walkers, and those every single person on that walk brings the atmosphere that walk has. So if it wasn't for every person, it wouldn't be the walk that it was. So you're right, everybody's just as important. But send us tweets when you're going round, update on your Facebook pages, things like that. Yeah, that's all. That all it adds to the evening and keeps the atmosphere going.
The evening itself, then. So, unfortunately, you've got me starting off the events. I can't wait, and I'm very excited about this old Instagram printer. I love a little bit of Instagram. What are we going to be doing? Are we going to be limbering up? Yeah. Are we singing and dancing? I like a good tune.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is where we're hoping that you'll come in. So we always have a bit of a party atmosphere at the beginning before, because everyone starts coming from 10:30 to register, and obviously we don't start walking until midnight. So during that time, everybody's milling around. There's Midnight Walk merchandise that they can buy. So we've got new merchandise for this year, where we've got Midnight Walk torches, we've got hoodies, we've got water bottles, we've got the usual flashing merchandise that people can cover themselves in. We have music playing, and then we also do the warm-up, which is always really good fun. And we play songs and do the dance routines and things to get everybody in the mood.
Love it. Love a dance routine to a song. If I wasn't already going to be there, I'm going to be there. So I'm very much looking forward to that. So don't just turn up at 5 to midnight is what we're saying.
No, I mean, you can. If that is all as early as you can get there, that's not going to cause any problems. But the earlier the better, because then that just helps you get in the mood and realise why everybody's there. We have a walk for your star board, so you can go and put up there who you're walking for. We've got the photograph board, so there'll be people, not just the Instagram printer, but there'll be people going around taking photos of you. It's just a real party atmosphere, just to get everybody in the mood to start walking.
Things I've heard from people who've done walks before, they always talk about the fact that they get to see so much different stuff on a night time. Because, let's face it, most of us come midnight, they're in bed, especially 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when you're on mile 8. And you see all sorts of things on a Saturday into Sunday morning. So it'd be interesting to see the sun come up over various parts of Halifax.
Yeah, definitely. There are lots of people out and about. more or less every street corner you'll have one of the Overgate Marshals. The people of Calderdale are always so warm to the people that are out walking. People come and stop and ask you what you're doing and where you're going, and everybody really gets behind it, and it's just a really lovely atmosphere. And because it's the 10th anniversary, quite a lot of the nurses are going to be working this year. Right. So especially one of the checkpoints, which obviously is a surprise, so that will be released on the night, but that is going to be manned purely by the nurses.
Oh.
So it'll be really nice for those relatives who have experienced the care of Overgate to see their nurses again that they were involved with when they were at the hospice.
So it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's lovely. It just reminds everybody why they're there on the night and who they're doing it for and what that money's going towards at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I will see you well before midnight on September the 9th. It's exciting.
Really exciting, yeah.
Lovely. Thank you.
No, thank you.